With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson. And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It is Friday the 13th, the scariest day of the year, or perhaps a couple of times. I think it happens a couple of times a year. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill along with Stephen Gunderson, the son of a gun. It is Sanford and Son Friday. Sanford and Son Friday the 13th as we fill in for Bill while he is sequestered. He is self-sequestered in the secret bunker working on the newsletter that will come out this week. And so therefore, Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson, son of a gun, are filling in for Bill as we allow him the time away from the studio office here to work on that. Good morning, Stephen Gunderson.
Good morning, Rob. Let's get a market update in here.
Do that.
Let's see. The Dow is down 32 points. The NASDAQ is up 6. The S&P is down 2. Let's see. Oil is down 50 cents. Gold's down $1. So nothing really, nothing newsworthy to report on that front.
I think oil's down a little more than that, isn't it?
I got 52 cents.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what you're looking at.
I don't know what I'm looking at either. But nevertheless, it has been a little bit of a wild ride this week in the market. It was up a couple of hundred points earlier in the week and then down a couple of hundred points. And then yesterday it was up and down.
Yep.
And ended up kind of even. And then today it's just kind of trying to find its way through Friday the 13th. And while I was driving into the studio this morning, into the 19th floor office studio here at Gunderson Capital Management, I heard all about Friday the 13th, which we'll talk about here in just a minute. It was interesting, a report on Friday the 13th and how it affects all kinds of things that you wouldn't even believe that it does. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour. You're listening to Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill on the Best Stocks Now radio hour, coming to you live and in person. In personages here all over the United States. We're heard in a variety of markets from the East Coast to the West Coast, all the way out in Hawaii, down in Florida, up in the Boston area, way up in the corner in Seattle, and we're way down in the left corner here in San Diego. And we appreciate all those who come along for the ride, whether you're on a commute or you're listening in a podcast, you're listening online at GundersonCapital.com or iHeartRadio or one of the other Salem Radio Network, Wall Street Business Network outlets. We appreciate you being along for the ride. We're going to talk about a lot of things here in the market today, talk about some of the stocks that are up, some of the stocks that are down, and perhaps our opinion as to why. But we really don't have any idea what we're talking about because we just work for Bill, and Bill's the guy who who knows what he's doing. We're the B team. We're officially the worst hour in radio, but we always come with a money-back guarantee. We say that if you don't like this hour, the next hour that you listen to us is absolutely free. So so you do get a money-back guarantee on what you're paying as you drive along listening to us right now. Certainly in some type of commuter traffic, depending on where you are in the country right now. It's either dark or it's lunchtime, wherever you're hearing us here in what time zone. So, Stephen, what do you know about Friday the 13th?
I don't know much about it, only that it's very superstitious.
It is superstitious. Why?
I don't know.
I have no idea. You know, it's like the rabbit's foot. It's like the horseshoe. we have these little quirky, weird things that we have as humans that think are lucky and unlucky.
Yeah.
And
this is one of the unlucky days.
This is one of the, supposedly, in air quotes now here for the radio listeners, supposedly it's unlucky. And yet, on this day in 1977, here's one for you. On this day in 1977, Steely Dan released the album Asia, which had the hits Peg and what were the Deacon Blues, Call Me Deacon Blues, and the that whole album was just incredible. So they released this Asia in 1977, and it went all the way to number one on the charts. So that's one good thing that came out of Friday the 13th in 1977. But I will tell you this, as I was driving in this morning, it said that Friday the 13th tends to affect things that that it really shouldn't affect because of the human reaction to a false
we mess it up
because we exactly right
we have to blame it on something.
We have to exactly whether it's the stock market, whether it's getting into a fender bender, whether it's unlucky things that happen, we always blame on Friday the 13th. Injury tends to go up a little bit, bad decisions tend to go up a little bit because it's Friday the 13th, maybe I should or shouldn't do that. They trace it all the way back to the Dark Ages, back in the Middle Ages. They said that for some reason it started becoming this weird anomaly. And in fact, even some people said it goes all the way back to when Eve picked the fruit from the tree of knowledge in the Garden of Eden. It was a Friday the 13th. Did they have a calendar back then?
They must have.
How would they know it's Friday the 13th? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let's talk about some of the unluckies that are going on in the market today and some of the things that are perhaps the counter Friday the 13th. The first thing that kind of comes to my mind is one of the retailers that is across the street from us is Nordstrom. Now, yeah. I've always called it Nordstrom's. With an S on the end. Most people do. But there's no S on the end.
There's not.
It's just Nordstrom. And, it's kind of like J.C. Penney. It's not J.C. Penney's, but we always call it Penney's. It's but we don't say Walmart's, and we don't say Kmart's.
Targets.
No, this is Nordstrom, not Nordstrom's. And Nordstrom today is down how much, Stephen?
Looking at it right now, it's down 15.5%.
Holy moly. Yeah, guacamole.
That hurts.
Why? Why is Nordstrom down 15.5% today?
Well, they reported earnings yesterday.
And?
And it was not good. as you could tell, I'm sure. But yeah, it's... it's funny, though, because a lot of the retail stocks have reported decent earnings.
Yeah.
And I guess it's the brick and mortar ones that are having a tough time.
Now Nordstrom tends to be one of those.
No, Macy's is just Macy too.
No, Macy's does have an apostrophe. Yeah. Okay, you got me worried there. I thought it was Walmart's. Okay. Nordstrom, I remember, maybe it was a year or so ago when you were getting ready to buy your wife an anniversary present. Where did you go?
Was it? Yeah, I went to Nordstrom.
You went to Nordstrom.
Okay, well, she loves Nordstrom.
Okay, so does my wife.
Yeah.
We've eaten lunch in the Nordstrom Cafe.
Hey, they have some great food there.
They do. A little spendy.
A little pricey.
Yeah,
but,
it is. Yeah. But it's some good stuff. Kind of foo-foo food a little bit. Except for the turkey melt.
The turkey melt with avocado and bacon.
Oh, now that's good.
That's delicious.
But you got to get three of them because it's like a girl portion.
No. It's good. It's enough.
Okay. So now Nordstrom is touted for customer service, right?
Correct. You can return anything there.
You can return anything.
A tire.
Anything that is beat up or that you don't like or you're not satisfied, you can return in Nordstrom. And I wonder if that affects their bottom line. Do you think?
I've heard that they've gotten worse over the years.
They have gotten worse as far as their acceptance?
Yes.
Really?
Because it used to be the old rumor that someone bought a tire somewhere else and returned it to Nordstrom.
Or a worn-out pair of shoes.
Back. Yeah. I've heard that they've gotten a little bit more stringent.
Oh, okay. All
right. So I don't know. I mean, maybe that's part of it, but also just... How many people do you know that physically go to Nordstrom?
Well, they're a high-end store. I mean, they do carry quality stuff. I mean, everything from everything from Tommy Bahama to Louis Vuitton to Gucci to all of the high-end designer stuff. But at the same time, their customer service is impeccable.
Yes.
Their stores are always clean and perfect and well taken care of. I just wonder if there's that many people out there that want to buy $500 shoes and $200 shirts and $1,500 business suits. I mean, there must be because there's stores everywhere. But clearly, there's something wrong if they're down 15.5%.
Yeah.
And I think that tends to be the direction that brick and mortar retail is going right now.
Seems that way.
It seems to be that there's more than four dead in Ohio when it comes to retail stores. When we get back, we'll talk about a couple of other stocks that we've kind of got our radar on. And this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You know, I just tried to imitate Steven, who was trying to imitate the bumper music coming in, and he knows every riff. I'm telling you, I say this every single week. He is an amazing air drummer. We have one of these weeks, we've got to get Ed to turn on the camera. We have to turn on the camera. and you can do the air drums and we can broadcast.
Well, we can turn on the camera.
Yeah, we've got to
get. We don't need Ed to come down here and turn it on for us.
We can turn on the camera, actually send out a video, and we'll show you all that tune into our podcast or our YouTube videos that there's nobody like Steven Gunderson on the air drums. This, you know, I think if folks are driving along right now and they're hearing that music and they hear our voice come in, we haven't even reintroduced the show. They have no idea what show they're listening to right now. This is Air Drum Financial Advice with Steven Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson. It's Sanford and Son Friday the 13th. We're filling in for Bill as he works on the newsletter, talking about stocks. In the last quarter, we did talk about Nordstrom and scratching our head as to how Nordstrom missed earnings, and as a result, their stock's down about 15.5% today. And so we're a little concerned about Nordy's across the street.
Well, you were talking about JCPenney's earlier
as
well, and they're in the same position as Nordstrom.
Why?
Same reasons. You know, they missed earnings.
No, the question is why.
Okay, why? Well, I've never shopped at JCPenney.
Come on, never once.
Never once.
Never one time.
Nope.
You've never walked in a JCPenney.
Okay, I probably walked in with my parents when I used to go to the malls when I was a kid.
To buy
and they probably bought something.
Socks and underwear.
Me personally, I've never walked into a JCPenney to buy anything.
Never once.
But doggone, I go to Nordstrom.
Doggone millennial. You go to Nordstrom.
Well, my wife likes Nordstrom.
Okay, but never Penney's.
Nope. I don't know where one is anymore.
Penny, JCPenney.
Do you know where one is?
Sure, it's in the Mission Valley Mall. Right over there in, right over there. What's that called?
The Fashion Valley?
Fashion Valley. It's called Fashion Valley. Right on the west end of Fashion Valley over by the golf course there. There is a JCPenney. You know where that is?
No, that's the Nordstrom. That's where the Nordstrom
is. No, Nordstrom is on the opposite end.
Next to the golf course.
You're right. And then there's JCPenney next to it.
Okay. I've never walked into a JCPenney.
Okay. Though. Now, for those that are listening in markets all over.
Incoming call. Here we go.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It was a quick commercial break. You know, we had to.
I don't know what we had to do there.
Unplug.
I kicked something
our
with
system.
My foot. Something happened here in the studio.
We apologize.
See, that's why we're the B team.
Yeah.
We are truly the worst two guys in radio.
This never happens to Bill.
It never happens to Bill. You hear his phone go off, and you hear his chair squeak, but he doesn't kick himself off the air just did.
Yeah.
We literally just kicked ourselves off the air.
Yeah, with your big foot.
With my big foot. We were talking about pennies.
Yes.
This is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're filling in for Bill, barely. We're barely filling in for Bill.
This might be our last time. I don't know.
We could fire ourselves today, I suppose. Nevertheless, so you have never been in a JCPenney?
As an adult. With my own money, no.
And even as a kid, you don't even remember ever walking.
I mean, I probably did. I mean, we used to go to the malls like every
once
in a
while.
Okay,
so you'd wander through a JCPenney, buy socks and underwear, but never that you can remember.
Nope.
Now, see, that may be the problem with you doggone millennials.
It's millennials. We're the problem.
You're the problem. You'll still go into Nordstrom and look for a Gucci purse, No. But you won't go into Penny's and find a pair of Fruit of the Loom underwear. And that may be the problem. And that's the same.
I go to Target if I need underwear.
Okay, now I look at Target and Walmart in the same category, and then JCPenney is a notch up. It's a nicer store, better stuff.
With just like Macy's.
No. I'm thinking JCPenney and Sears are the next notch up.
Man, I've never bought anything at the Sears either.
See? Not even Craftsman Tools.
No.
You never bought a Craftsman wrench?
From Amazon.
Oh, my God.
Or Home Depot. I'll go to Home Depot.
Now, but they've got Husky. Craftsman's supposedly better, according to my grandparents. All right. Now, then you move from Sears and JCPenney up to
Nordstrom and Bloomingdale's, right?
There's Macy's in between.
Okay.
Okay, so then you got Macy's. So you go Target, Walmart, Kmart. Okay. That's on the bottom end.
Okay.
JCPenney, Sears, one notch up.
I feel like
up.
Target's a notch up from Walmart, though.
Yeah, maybe. A little bit. Okay. And then you go to the Macy's level, and then you go to the Bloomingdale's, the Neiman Marcus, and the Nordstrom.
Okay.
Okay? So I got my retail levels all marked out there. But they're all biting the dust.
Yes.
They're all getting their rear end kicked by Amazon.
Hey. Amazon does not hate the millennials, that's for sure.
Yes, and I mean, they are getting stomped in the dirt. Kind of like, a bad baseball team gets, I'm not talking about the Padres, just getting kicked in the tail by Amazon and other online retailers. I'm looking right here. Walmart is down 3% today. Look right there. There's on the screen. Macy's is down 10% year to date.
Yep.
So here we are in.
How much is JCPenney down year to date? It's got to be.
It's got to be that
over that. I would say like 30%.
So either the answer is the American public has to get off their duff and walk into a mall or walk into a store, even a freestanding store like Target or Walmart, and spend their money and roll their cart out into their vehicle, or. They are going to continue this downward. Oh my goodness! Look at Kohl's. Now my
that
wife.
That was another one I wanted to talk about. Kohl's. Yeah. Okay. Year to date down 26%.
26% year to date. I know they were down like 80 something percent yesterday. No, maybe that wasn't 80.
Yeah, it was like 30. Maybe. It might have been all one day. It was like 30%.
Yeah, just crazy. So 26%
in one
day. They're
up 3% today though.
Yeah.
People are buying low.
That's like that's like saying well. I've got the heck kicked out of me, but I'm still twitching.
You know, that could be a value trap. Sometimes people do that. A stock will get crushed, and they'll buy it really cheap, hoping it comes back.
Right.
But what if it doesn't come back?
Oh my goodness.
I've never shopped at a Kohl's either.
Come on, you've never walked in a Kohl's?
No.
Never once. Now that's one of my wife's favorite stores.
Okay.
She loves Kohl's, and I don't know why, because I can't stand Kohl's, but. That's personally, that's an opinion.
Yes.
That's not a disparaging comment on Kohl's, but they just don't have any sporting goods or auto parts. All they have is clothes.
Maybe that's why your wife likes it.
Hey, when we get back, we're going to talk about some stocks that are doing well. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill. And we are not superstitious, even though the music says we are, on Friday the 13th. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We will be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleley. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We are filling in for Bill. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. It's the Sanford and Son Friday the 13th special. And you're lucky enough to be listening to this show today, or maybe Monday if you're in one of the markets that we are delayed today. But nevertheless, we are glad that you're along for the ride, talking about all things stocks. We're talking about things besides stocks. But in the first half of the show, we were visiting some of the retailers, the brick-and-mortar retailers that have
tended to falter a little bit in this year's trends of retailing, and we're convinced that the online purchases are what is hurting the brick and mortar retailers, whether it's Nordstrom or Macy's or Penny's or Sears or any of the other, even Walmart, any of the other retailers that are taking it on the chin as a result of the impact of online purchases and folks not wanting to go battle the mall parking lots or battle the strip malls or the mayhem that awaits them as they go out and try and shop in brick and mortars. Now, I am absolutely convinced that this is not the death of brick and mortar stores. I think it's just the shrinking of brick and mortar stores. Because right now, Stephen, if you would like to have a particular product and you need it today,
Amazon,
you cannot get it today. Now you can get
depends on the product.
It depends on the product.
You're right.
But
you're
there are things, perishables, and there are things that you can't get. I mean, there are things that, doggone it, you have to have a new pair of cleats because you're going to go play softball tonight.
I can't go to Sports Authority anymore.
Or Sports Chalet. That's right. They're both kicked in the teeth. That's
Nordstrom
right.
Doesn't have cleats.
No, I'm not saying Nordstrom, but maybe you need to go to Dick's, for example, okay? Or some other sporting goods. I've never been in a Dick's. Oh, you're lying. Now you're lying. You are so lying.
They didn't have any around us. We'd always go to Sports Authority.
You've never gone into a Dick's.
We went to Play It Again, Sports Authority.
Play It Again is used sports gear.
Sometimes they have new stuff.
Okay. And then you went into
I've never sports been inside of Dick's. There weren't any around us.
The one over
up.
By the sports arena, you've never been in there.
Well, I grew up in North County.
I'm saying now.
No, now I haven't.
You have no reason to get any sporting goods now.
Well, I go to Sports Authority still.
Oh.
But now I can't, so I got to go somewhere else, I guess.
I'll tell you what. If you went into the Dick's in...
I've heard they're pretty cool.
In Point Loma over there by the sports arena, on sports arena. If you went in there, that would be your go-to sporting goods store. It's a little higher than most pricing-wise. Every once in a while, they'll have a sale.
Okay.
But I will tell you, it's a pretty good store. And you know why? Because not only do they have a complete baseball department, golf department, tennis department, clothing department, they've also got guns, ammo, and fishing gear.
Doesn't Sports Authority or no?
No.
They used to.
Maybe they did in some markets. Mm. But they have fishing gear.
That's why Dick's is doing
you
so
know,
well.
But let me tell you, they've got guns. They've got ammo, they've got gun safes, they've got archery equipment, they have fishing tackle, pretty good fishing tackle display, and that is a rare commodity in a full-line sporting goods store. You find that in Big Five, and I don't know if Big Five is anywhere else other than the West. Is Big Five nationwide, or are they just the Western United
States? I
don't know.
I've been in Big Fives, though. I used to shop there.
Okay. All right. But I think that's the attraction to Dick's. They have everything. A little spendier than most. Is Dick's a publicly traded company?
It is. And okay. I'm looking it up right now on the Best Stocks Now app.
Okay. The Best Stocks Now app will tell us how Dick's is doing.
It is ranked number 3,500 out of 4,100 stocks. So it's
holy moly.
I don't think Bill would buy it anytime soon.
No, he wouldn't.
It has a stock grade of D+.
I think Bill bought a .22 rifle at Dick's.
Maybe.
I think he did.
Over the past 12 months, Dick's is down 23%.
Holy
so,
guacamole.
I don't know.
Is it really? It's down 23%
over the last 12 months.
Over the last 12 months. How's it doing year to date right now?
Year to date, let's see. 2016. It's 19%. Up 19%.
It's up 19% year to date.
That can't be right.
Okay, why not?
It is right. I don't know.
That's pretty good. So it's up 19% year to date. Maybe your old man should take a look at Dick's then. You know, if he's going in there buying
a 22.
In the
last month, it's down 5%.
Okay. But if he's going in there buying the .22 rifle.
As of right now, it has a value grade of D, so I don't see him buying it anytime soon.
Being that Dick's is about a mile from my house, in the last year, I have purchased ammo, clay targets, arrows for my youngest son's bow.
That's
because,
pretty cool.
Because he continues to lose arrows over the neighbor's fence.
Oh, man.
We haven't heard the dogs bark in a while next door.
That's good.
So maybe that's where the arrows have ended up. And no, I'm just kidding, folks. Don't send in emails regarding urban archery. And and then we've purchased a couple of gloves there, some baseball bats. So it's not a bad place to go shopping.
Okay.
I like that spot.
It's good to know.
All right.
I'll have to check it out.
Okay. All right.
I won't check out a JCPenney, though. I'm not,
now
not
see,
interested.
See, my point in the last quarter was if you needed a pair of cleats today.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
You can't buy those on Amazon. Right?
You can buy cleats on
Amazon. Okay. I understand you can.
And
but
it
really
depends
you can't.
On the vendor. You could get it the same day.
No. That's not my point.
Okay.
Could you buy a pair of cleats without trying them on?
Yes.
Oh, see,
I buy shoes without trying them on.
Oh, come on.
I know my size.
Yeah, of course you know your size, but everyone fits a little bit differently.
No, I just deal with it.
You just deal with it. You deal with the
I'm
corns.
A size 11, so I get everything size 11.
Yeah, but
I never had to stray from it.
What if you eat too many burritos and you become an 11 and a half?
Or
you eat too much salt.
It's going to affect my foot.
Oh, if you eat too much salt and your feet swell up and you get ready to pop a shoelace.
And the next day, they'll be back to normal.
You know, millennials, folks, they have no idea what it's like to go in a nice shoe store and have your shoes fitted. And
my mom used to make me do it as a kid. I'd have to try on each shoe, stand up, walk around in it, go over to her. She'd feel my toe. And I said, forget it. I'm on my own. Size 11. I know it fits.
You see, I still do that. I want the guy to put my foot on the little metal thing.
Oh, yeah, no way.
And measure my toe and find oh, how the world has changed. Now it's just go on Amazon, order the cleats that have your favorite logo on them.
Yep.
And have them or your favorite sports celebrity.
Yep.
And have them shipped right to your door. Put them on even if they hurt your feet.
They don't hurt my feet because I know my size.
Oh, no wonder brick and mortar retailers are hurting. And conversely, I'm not talking about Converse. Conversely,
okay.
We're talking about the stocks that go up are things like McDonald's and Jack in the Box. Because those are the things that are most likely to change your shoe size is eating at those places. McDonald's is up 10% year to date. 10%.
Yeah.
Where's it rank
day.
In the Best Stocks Now app? If you had Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now app.
This is how fast you could find something like this.
He's picking up his phone.
Got it.
He's already got it.
All right. Up 11% year to date.
11% year to date.
In the past 12 months, it's up 37%.
Holy moly, in 12 months?
Yes.
12 months, it's up 37%.
And it currently ranks number 247 out of 4,100 stocks.
What's its grade, its overall grade?
It's a B+.
So it's a B+.
So it's an example of a best stock now, I would say.
Okay.
It's not a recommendation to buy or sell, but I'm just saying.
So Dick's was a D-. Or a D.
Yeah, it was a
and
D.
McDonald's is a B+.
Yeah.
Boy, does that not tell you or gauge the American consumer right there.
Yeah. You know,
they're eating Big Macs and Filet-O-Fish Friday, but they're not going into Dick's to buy their cleats. So that's an interesting story on American retailing. McDonald's is up in the last year that much because they say of
breakfast all day.
They folks would rather eat a egg McMuffin.
You know what I saw? They're testing out in San Francisco garlic fries.
Oh.
And apparently it was a huge hit.
McDonald's garlic fries.
Yep.
So the same wonderful McDonald's fries,
garlic,
which is great.
I think they put like some chives in or some rosemary with it too or something.
Is that right?
It sounds pretty good. I can't wait till it rolls out everywhere else.
So if you could get the delicious one-of-a-kind McDonald's fries and then put some garlic chunks on there, they're probably fake garlic chunks.
Hey,
and some kind of seasoning. I think they ought to have chili cheese McDonald's
fries. We'd all try it.
We would. Oh, my goodness. Well, when we come back, we're going to tell everyone how they can, for themselves, learn about all this stuff. You are listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson filling in for Bill. We will be right back. You want to hear this last quarter.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management and the Best Stocks newsletter, which we're going to talk about in this quarter. We have been talking about all manner of things, retail and retail fast food and various stocks that are affecting the American stock market here. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. It is Son of a Gun Friday. Now, here's how this has been working. We have been filling in for Bill this entire hour, and if you haven't listened to this entire hour, believe it or not, you can go back and hear the first three quarters and kind of get...
If you want to, you don't have to.
You can get caught up on what we call kind of the Seinfeld of talk radio here, because we really... Financial talk radio, because we really kind of don't stick on any topic. We go from one topic to another, talk about the things that are happening in the world, and I'd be really surprised if folks love this show. I think they either like it or they hate it. If you love it, here's what we want you to do. We're going to take a survey here.
Oh, gosh.
If you like Sanford and Son Friday, if you kind of like to hear the recap of the all things Gunderson and the world, send me an email. I want to hear what city you listen to us. Send it to rob@gundersoncapital.com. Okay, now this is a survey, so we need to hear from what you like about our show.
And what you hate.
And what you hate about our show.
We can take it, trust me.
We can take it, because we take it from Bill. Bill calls us the B-team.
Yep.
And we would like to know, if you do like our show, I would love to be able to forward that email to Bill when he gets here on Monday.
Yeah.
So send it to rob@gundersoncapital.com and just show him that we aren't as bad as he thinks we are. And in the meantime, go back and listen to the first three quarters of the show, because we did put out some pretty valuable information with regard to retail stocks, online stocks, and fast food stocks. And those are things that you want to hear if you're considering investing in the market in the next few weeks of your life. Now, Stephen, if somebody does want to go back and listen to Sanford and Son Friday,
yes,
and they missed the first three quarters of the show, how do they do that?
You can go to GundersonCapital.com,
okay,
click on our radio show page, and
right,
Ed will have the audio up there within a matter of... minutes?
20 minutes or so.
20, 30 minutes after the show is done.
That's right.
Full audio will be there.
So you can go back and listen to it commercial free.
You can.
You can.
Yes.
Or fast forward through the commercials.
Yes.
You can listen to all the shows that we have archived for the last 6 months.
If you're a person who DVR shows, it's perfect for you.
Okay. So there you go.
No commercials.
All right. So they go to GundersonCapital.com.
Yes. And they go to the radio show page.
The radio show page. There's a microphone on there. You can click on the radio show page and go back and listen to Stephen and I here as we fill in for Bill.
Or you could listen to Bill yesterday,
which would probably be better. But you know, this is what I want you to include on your email to rob@gundersoncapital.com.
Yeah.
Include if you like our show better than Bill's.
Yeah, that'll go over well.
That'll go over really well. Can you imagine? We're going to forward those. He'll come out of this office ranting and raving. Oh, that'd be funny. It's just kind of a Friday the 13th joke.
Yeah.
Don't be serious about it. Like at the very end, say April Fools, but on Friday the 13th. And then we have another way for you to kind of dial into all things Bill. And that is by subscribing to the newsletter, which Bill's out working on right now. So how do they do that, Stephen?
Same place. You go
no,
to
GundersonCapital.com.
Okay. Start there.
Start at GundersonCapital.com.
You can click on the newsletter tab or the Contact Us page.
Okay.
Either one will get you there.
Okay.
Fill out some information for us. It comes to us. We will manually enter you into our database to receive the newsletter in your email tomorrow.
Now, we send out thousands and thousands and thousands of newsletters to folks all over the world. And when we start to get enough inquiries in the newsletter world, Claire busily types in all of that information.
Yeah.
and we send out that newsletter the same week that we receive an inquiry. So if we get it by 2 or 3 o'clock today, you'll get your first newsletter tomorrow. Is there a charge for that?
Nope.
There's
it's
not.
It's free.
It's free. How do we do that? How are we able to do that? Because it's not free forever.
It's not free forever. It is if you just want the basic
Reader's Digest version
of the newsletter. There's also a premium version of the newsletter, which has a lot of the same stuff, believe it or not. The only thing that's really missing out of it is Bill's model portfolios, which he uses for his own clients at Gunderson Capital Management, what he invests for in his clients. And he also has a list of the top 200 stocks that week.
Okay.
Changes every week.
Okay, so that would be for the paid subscribers. But I'll tell you what, I've always said we give away too much information free.
You have said that.
I have said that, and I continue to stand by that position. The Best Stocks Now newsletter is pretty doggone awesome, even in its free form.
Yes.
You get all of Bill's commentary. You get all of his insight into the market from the week previous and the week coming forward, and I really enjoy reading and taking a look at his stories and how he kind of draws his analogies with the various markets that are out there. So if somebody wants to subscribe to the newsletter, they go to GundersonCapital.com.
Correct.
Click on the newsletter page. Fill out a little form. We don't need any financial information, just an email address. And lastly, what's the third way they can contact us? Because we've got the radio show daily. We've got the newsletter weekly. What's the third way that they can contact us?
Well, there's four ways.
Four ways?
Well, we got a phone number. You can call us.
Yeah, okay. What's the phone number?
855-611-BEST.
You can talk to me. You can talk to Steven. You can talk to Glenn. You can talk to Tracy. You can talk to Claire. You can even talk to Bill if you want to get some information, insight as to where you're currently invested.
You have to go through some security clearance, though, to get to Bill.
That's right. You got to talk to one of us first, and then we'll let you talk to Bill.
And then we also have our app, which is free. It's a free download on the App Store or the Google Play Store.
Okay. Or on your desktop.
It's free. Yeah, on the desktop. It's also a website, beststocksnowapp.com.
Perfect. So there's all four ways: the newsletter, the phone number, the app, and
the radio show.
The radio show. You got us everywhere you want, GundersonCapital.com. Hey, thanks for listening. This is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson. We've been filling in for Bill on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.